Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. Usually, as you know, since November the 28th of last year, we've been doing a series. Wow, November the 28th, that's a long time ago. We've been doing a series on 1 Peter and 2 Peter. We've almost completed 2 Peter. And today, I'm breaking away from 2 Peter just for the one day, because I want to bring you this particular scripture that they mentioned in church yesterday. And as soon as this came up, I just felt the Lord say to me, I want you to talk about it. And I believe there's a reason why he wants me to talk about it. Let's look at this scripture. Numbers, the 6th chapter, and verse 24, it says this. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. It's a great verse, isn't it? A great series of verses. In actual fact, in the King James Version, I don't even need to turn to it because I know it off by heart. It says, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Beloved, it is so powerful. May the Lord bless you and protect you. This is known as the priestly blessing, because right before it, the Lord is talking to Moses and he's saying to him, tell Aaron and his sons to bless the people of Israel with this special blessing. In other words, the Lord God Almighty is advocating that this blessing be used for a reason. For a reason. The Lord ends up by saying to Moses, whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them. I love the word blessing. I love it. Quite often you will hear someone saying, oh, bless you. Thank you so much for what you did. Bless you. And quite often they're not even Christians. They're just using that term, bless you. I was once, in fact, when I was on television with God TV, I used to end with this particular blessing, and indeed with Revelation as well. I used to end with this blessing, may the Lord bless you and keep you. I always did it, all the time. And I remember some years ago, I was interviewing someone, can't even remember who it was now. And he said to me, do you realize what you're saying when you're saying that? And I said, do tell me. And he said, you are asking the Lord to bless those people in a specific way. You're saying to them, you will be blessed by the Lord. That is so powerful. And it comes right the way back to Moses blessing the children of Israel with this particular blessing, with this particular prayer. May the Lord bless you and protect you. Think about that. Think about that for a second. If I say these words to you, may the Lord bless you and protect you, know this, you are going to receive a blessing from Almighty God and you are going to be protected. Why? Because God has said so. That's why. Let's look at another scripture. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And the 3rd verse, it says this. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and breadboards will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. May the Lord protect you and may the Lord bless you. Verse 25, may the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Knowing that God Almighty is smiling upon you right now. And beloved, I do believe this, that if you are worshiping God in spirit and in truth, as we desire you to do when you tune into Worship Radio 247, otherwise I can't see the point of you listening. Worship Radio 247 is not the sort of radio station that you listen to as background music. This radio station was conceived so that you could be in touch with the Father and you could actually touch the hem of the Lord's garment as you worship in spirit and in truth. This is what we thought. This is what we prayed for. This is what we want. And as you do that, in comes this next invocation. In comes this one. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. In the old version, may the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. Oh, the light of his countenance. What words. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. Don't you get excited when you hear that? These two together now. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. I'm not talking about your neighbor. I'm talking about you. You're listening to this program right now. You're listening intently to the words I'm saying, and I am talking directly to you. The Lord wants to smile upon you right now. And he wants to be gracious to you. He wants to protect you. And he wants to bless you. Why? Because he loves you so, so, so much. I cannot reiterate how much God loves you. I cannot. It's impossible for me to find the words. And finally, may the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. That seems like a small thing, but it is massive. It is huge. It is ginormous. May the Lord show you his favor. In other words, if the Lord's favor is turned off in your life, you are going to find life really difficult. But I believe his favor is not turned off in your life. I believe whatever you have done wrong, whatever sin you have committed, I know this, when you turn to Almighty God and say, please forgive me, Lord, I am so sorry for what I have done. I know this, beloved, that his favor is turned upon you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Often, beloved, in the troubled world that we live in the tempestuous life that we live sometimes, we find there is no peace. And there needs to be peace. And when there is peace, it is just wonderful. It is just so great to get God's peace. And that's what he's saying to you today. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. And altogether this says, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Now and forevermore, world without end. Amen and amen and amen. Beloved, receive this blessing now. Receive those words into your heart now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And know this, that he is blessing you and protecting you. He's smiling on you, and he's being gracious to you. He's showing you his favor and giving you his peace, now and forevermore.